Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. I'm so excited about this series this week about where I'm sharing miracles I have seen and lessons I have learned. As I said in the first episode, I grew up in church. I saw God perform miracles. As a child, I heard about miracles in my family. Some of you heard those. Maybe I'll share some of those before it's over. This week, I've been sharing ones that personally that I have experienced. And today, I want to share about a miracle of healing that took place in a donut shop. Now, this was, I'm going to guess, probably 1985. It was after Sue and I had moved from Canada to North Texas. We had been in Canada for 8 years, the first 8 years of our marriage. And while we were there, we planted a congregation. We had a Bible school and a Christian school. And some of those people are still close friends today, even though it's been, I guess, close to 40 years now. Some have already gone on to heaven, but there are some there. And I think of people like Gene Latterroot and Gene Latterroot Ferris, Tom Latterroot, Margaret Bridge, and there are others who are close friends to this very day. But it was after we left Canada, came back to North Texas, and it was a transition time. It was a time of change for us. It was a new beginning, and we needed some income, so we got a job delivering newspapers, the Dallas Times-Herald, and we would go out to a storage unit where these stacks and stacks of newspapers were brought in very early, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And then there were a number of people who were delivering them. And all this delivery, this is not like a bicycle or walking. I mean, this is in a car because you're covering many, many miles. And there were a number of people who were there. And the normal procedure, you would fold the newspapers and load them in your car, and then you would drive around throwing them out to the people who were on your route. Now, on our route, there was a donut shop towards the end of the route that we would stop each morning. By this time, it's up probably somewhere between 6 and 7 a.m. By this time, people who are out going to work, they're stopping in at the donut shop to pick up donuts and coffee and whatever. And so it actually was usually quite busy that time of the morning when we would stop. And so this is something that we would do every morning because we delivered newspapers 6 days a week. Well, in going there, and often we would sit down at a table and sometimes we'd have breakfast there. We noticed that now we're young. We're still, I guess we're in our 30s now, but there was a man there, and I'm going to guess he was probably in his 60s. And we noticed he was there every morning. And so, you know, we struck up a conversation with him and got to know him. So it seemed that he was there every morning when we'd stop. And so sometimes we'd sit at a table next to him and have a little bit of conversation, interaction. Well, one morning we stopped there. So this has been going on for a while. We stopped there and we sit down with our food to eat. And he's sitting there next to us. And so he makes a comment. He says, "Well, you won't see me for at least a week or so." We said, "Oh yeah, what's happening?" He said, "Well, I got to go in the hospital." And he began to explain to us that he had a problem with his esophagus. It seemed his esophagus was continually shrinking, and he had to go in periodically to get it stretched or reamed out or something so the food could go through. But because of this chronic problem, he was on a liquid diet for some time. And as he's telling us this, my wife Susan, who is very sensitive in the Spirit of God rises up in her, and she begins to weep. We're sitting there at the donut shop, and she starts to cry, and it's busy, and people are walking back and forth by our table. And she says to me, she said, "I feel like we should pray for him." So we have never talked to this man about Jesus or anything up to this point. But I just said to him, I said, "Would you mind if we prayed for you?" He said, "No, that would be fine." So we get up, and we walk over, and we lay our hands on him. And we begin to pray. Now picture this, a donut shop early in the morning, it's really busy, people coming in and going out. And here we are, Sue is weeping, and we've got our hands on this man and we are praying. Well, you know, this was one of those times where we felt something. It's nice when you feel something. But you don't put your faith in the feelings. You put your faith in the Word of God. But it's nice when the feelings are there. You see, sometimes when the feelings are there, it's an indication that there is a manifestation of a spiritual gift. And I do believe, because God has used my wife Susan in gifts of healings, that there was a manifestation of a gift of healing that morning through her. And so we laid our hands on him, and we sensed the presence and power of God. We finished praying, said our goodbye, went on our way. Didn't see him for several days. I think it was probably a week later we came in, and there he was. We said, "Oh, how are you doing?" "Oh, I'm doing great." And then he made this statement. He said, "I ate a steak this week for the first time in 14 years. I ate a steak this week for the first time in 14 years. Hallelujah. And the lesson from that was, God is willing to work anywhere and in any kind of situation if he can find an obedient vessel to work through. Hallelujah. Doesn't have to be in a church. Doesn't have to be in a prayer meeting. Doesn't have to be some famous evangelist laying hands on you or somebody else. It can happen with a newspaper delivery person in a donut shop, laying hands on a person, and God's power manifesting, and a miraculous healing takes place. And a man who's been on a liquid diet for 14 years is able to eat a steak for the first time in all of those years. Wow. My friends, do not limit God. And what would I say about this? What is the lesson? Take the limits off of God. Don't limit God to a church service. I'm all for church services. I love church services. But God wants us to take his power. He wants us to take his message outside the four walls of our churches. He wants us to take his power and his message to the donut shops, to the Walmarts. Hallelujah. To all those public buildings and marketplaces. God wants a people, not who are out there pushing this going around, but who are sensitive to his Spirit and led by his Spirit and willing to pray for a person in any kind of situation. Hallelujah. I suspect that man, because he's a whole lot older than us, I'm sure he's already gone on to be with the Lord. But his life, I'm sure, was never the same. Healed a healing service in a donut shop. My friends, take the limits off of God in your life. Don't be afraid to step out in faith and speak an encouraging word. Lay hands on a person, pray for a person in any and every kind of situation. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt, and I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to pray for healing and miracles for everyone listening to this podcast, for you and for your family members and your relatives. Father, I thank you that you are Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have never stopped answering prayer. You have never stopped performing miracles. You, Jesus, are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I pray today, oh God, that you will stretch out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders will be done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Messiah, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that miracles will be done today, O Lord, in your name, for your glory, and for the honor of your name. And may my friends take the limits off of you and be willing to respond to the nudgings of your Holy Spirit in any and every situation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.